The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, starring Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce. Makers of Groves Bromo Quinine bring you another adventure of Sherlock Holmes with Basil Rathbone as Sherlock Holmes and Nigel Bruce as Dr. Watson. Watch out for colds, ladies and gentlemen. They're widespread now, and even a common cold, if neglected, may lead to more serious illness. So don't wait. At the first cold symptom, take famous Bromo Quinine cold tablets. Bromo Quinine cold tablets are made for one purpose and one purpose only, to relieve cold distress. They act promptly to give you real results, and that's what you want when you're suffering with the misery of a cold. Bromo Quinine cold tablets are known and used everywhere. Trust to reputation when buying a medicine. When you feel the attack of a cold, take Bromo Quinine cold tablets. Tonight's story will be the fifth installment of the famous Hound of the Baskervilles. Don't worry, even if you missed the previous installment, we promise you'll find this episode a thrilling story in itself. Now, here we are again at the door of Dr. Watson's study. Outside, the wind howls. And inside, the firelight casts weird shadows in the wall opposite.
Just the night for a tale of horror and excitement. Well, come in, Mr. Manning. Come in and make yourself comfortable.
Oh, comfortable? I can feel the goose flesh crawling up and down my spine already. Is tonight's episode as harrowing as the last?
More so, Mr. Manning. So hold on to your chair and turn up the lights. Here we go. Well, we left off with Sir Henry Baskerville and me out on the moors, watching a mysterious figure silhouetted against the moon. Sir Henry was convinced it had something to do with the curse of the Baskervilles. The large, black, spectral hound that was supposed to haunt the family, which the peasants around Baskerville Hall claimed to have seen the night that Sir Charles Baskerville was found dead. You remember Holmes had sent me down to Baskerville Hall to protect the new heir, Sir Henry, a young Canadian. Well, to resume the story, it was the afternoon following our nocturnal sally out into the moors to try to capture the escaped convict named Selden, the brother-in-law of Barrymore, Sir Henry's butler. You'll be glad to know that we did get back safely. Our nerves were a bit shattered.
Good. I've been worried all week.
Well, the next day was dull and foggy, with a drizzle of rain. Neither Sir Henry nor I stirred out of doors. The house was banked in the rolling clouds, which lifted now and then to show the dreary curves of the moor. The silver veins on the sides of the hills. And the distant boulders gleaming where the light struck their wet faces. Everything was melancholy outside and in. The old house had a feeling of gloom and dread about it, as though some horrible danger were lurking near at hand. There was a strike. I was seated at the writing table, scribbling off the notes that Sherlock Holmes insisted I mailed to him daily. Well, continue. Sir Henry, in a black reaction after the excitement of the night before, paced restlessly up and down in front of the fire. In the great hall,
Watson, I can't get it out of my head. The sound of that cursed dog baying on the moor.
This is beastly weather, Baskerville. Not to jangle anybody's nerves.
You don't think they're right, Dr. Mortimer, Stapleton, and all the rest?
You
don't think it's possible that there is a curse on my family and that some wretched ghost of a dog is waiting out there on the moor, waiting to get me?
Rubbish. The spectral hounds leave material footsteps and it fills the air with quite audible howling. That's not very logical, eh?
No, I suppose not, but...
There must be some natural solution. Pull yourself together, Baskerville. Surely you're not going to descend to the level of the peasants who aren't... I'm content with making the animal a fiend dog, but drawn to describe him with hell fire, shooting from his mouth and from his eyes.
Well, you may argue from now till doomsday, Watson, but you can't deny you heard that hound last night.
I heard a hound, of course. It doesn't make it the Baskerville hound, does it? Apart from the devil, there's a fact that a human agency is mixed up in this puzzle. The man in the cab and the letter warning you against the Moors.
Yes, I've been trying to find an explanation for all that, too. Did he remain in London? Has he followed us down here? Watson, do you think he might be the stranger we saw last night standing on the tor?
Mm. Yeah. I glanced him, of course, before he disappeared. I'd be willing to swear he didn't resemble anyone that we've met hereabouts.
No, his figure was taller than Stapleton.
Yes, and thinner than Franklin.
Watson, that figure, there was something sinister, almost macabre about it. I know it sounds absurd, but you don't suppose it's the hound itself?
What do you mean?
I don't know. Something like a werewolf that changes from a man to an animal and back again.
Good heavens, no. That's witchcraft and black magic and all that stuff and nonsense. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible.
Yes, but how do you know?
Well, I know, that's all. It's reasonable.
I wonder.
Look here. It must be the stranger, the man who dogged your footsteps in London.
Dogged?
Oh, figure of speech. An unfortunate figure of speech. Yes. I didn't believe it. Well, this man followed you about. He'd probably never shake him off.
Yes, but if he's down here, where's he standing? Why has no one seen him?
Maybe hiding, like there on the moors.
In this weather?
And why not? All those prehistoric stone huts. Remember that book, Selden, the escaped criminal is living out there, isn't he?
Yes, but he has a reason, a good reason. It's a matter of life and death to him.
He's strange. He has an equally strong reason.
Well, whatever it is, he means us no good. I'll stake my life on that.
Only we could lay our hands on the fellow.
Yes, you may as well search for a needle in a haystack as try to find a man who wants to stay hidden on those cursed moors.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, that reminds me, Watson. Barrymore seems to think he has a grievance.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he seems to think it was unfair of us to try to hunt for his brother-in-law, inasmuch as he told us of his own free will that the man was hiding out there.
Well, it wasn't his own free will. We forced him to kill us. What's more, Selden's a dangerous criminal. Think of the harm that he might do. There's no safety for anyone. He was under lock and key.
Well, that's what I told Barrymore, that he promised Selden will do no further harm. He says he's made arrangements so he can leave for South America in a few days, if only we don't inform the police of his whereabouts in the meantime. I don't know what to say.
Well, of course, if we were safely out of the country, we wouldn't leave the taxpayers of a burden.
Besides, I can't very well mention the matter to the police without implicating Barrymore and his wife for shielding the fellow.
Oh, deuce, take it. Let's not meddle in it. We've got enough on our hands without that.
Well, that's my idea exactly, Watson. I'm glad you agree with me. Give that bell rope a pull, will you, and we'll tell Barrymore our decision, eh?
Yes, right.
Well, Watson, we're aiding and abetting a felony, but I'd never feel right about it if we'd given the man up. Come in. Barrymore. Dr. Watson and I have decided to forget what you told us about the escaped convicts, if you'll guarantee to have him out of the country inside of a week.
I promise that, on my word of honor. And God bless you, sir. It'll bring the world in order to force his Barrymore.
Oh, don't mention it, Barrymore. Don't mention it. By the way, did my new clothes come from the tailor?
Why, yes, sir. They're a bit wrinkled after the trip from London. I'm pressing them for you myself.
Oh, good. Now I can get rid of my old wardrobe. You won't have to be ashamed of my appearance any longer, Barrymore.
Why, Sir Henry, I'm sure we've never been anything but proud of the new master ever since you came, sir.
Oh, thank you, Barrymore. That'll be all.
If you'll pardon my mentioning it, there's one thing more.
Yes.
My wife seems to feel that you might think it's important, and you've been so kind. Anything we can do in return.
Yes, Barrymore.
I didn't find it out till after the inquest. It's about poor Sir Charles's death.
What? You know how he died?
No, sir, that I don't. But I know why he went out to the morgue.
Oh?
It was to meet a woman.
Meet a woman, my uncle?
Yes, sir. That's why I didn't like to mention it before. But my wife says...
He was quite right. What was the woman's name?
I don't know, sir. But her initials were L.L.
And that? How do you know that?
Well, sir, Sir Charles usually had a large stack of letters every morning.
Go on.
But that morning, the day he died, there was only one letter. That's how I happened to take particular notice of it. It was from Coombe Tracy.
addressed in a woman's hand.
VLL. What did you discover that?
Only a few days ago, my wife was cleaning out Sir Charles' study, and she found the ashes of a burned letter in the back of the grate. Most of it was gone, but one little bit sort of hung together. You could still read the writing.
Splendid. What did it say?
As you are a gentleman, burn this letter and be at the gate by 10. Signed, L.M.
Did you save the slip of paper?
No, sir. It crumbled to bits when we moved it.
Any idea who this L.L. can be?
No, sir, I haven't.
Well, never mind. We'll ask Dr. Mortimer when he comes to dinner tonight.
Oh, well. Perhaps those initials will prove to be the key to the entire mystery.
Have another cigar, Dr. Mortimer.
Thank you, Sir Henry. I will.
What a night.
The moors are practically flooded. Grimpen Mire is becoming more treacherous every moment.
Yes, it is a bad night.
By the way, Mortimer, I suppose you know very nearly everyone living in the district, don't you?
Well, there are a few gypsies and peddlers I can't answer for. But among the farmers and gentry, there isn't anyone who hadn't tended at one time or another.
Do you know of any woman whose initials are L.L.?
L.L. No, can't say that I do. Mm-hmm. Hold on, though. There's Laura Lyons. Her initials are L.L. But she lives at Coombe Tracy.
And who is Laura Lyons?
Why, she's Franklin's daughter.
You mean old Franklin was always having those ridiculous lawsuits?
Exactly. She married an artist named Lyons, who turned out to be a thorough blackguard and deserted her. I'm not saying that she wasn't as much at fault as he was, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
Well, her father disinherited her because she married without his consent, and for other reasons, too, I'm told.
And how does she support herself?
Well, her story got about, of course. Several people did what they could to help her earn an honest living.
Anybody in particular?
Yes. Stapleton and Sir Charles set her up in a typewriting business.
Typewriting?
Mm-hmm. Yes. But why all this curiosity? What has Laura Lyons got to do with the mystery of Baskerville
Hall? Nothing at all.
Look here, Mortimer, if you and Dr. Watson have finished your conversation about the fascinating Mrs. Lyons, what do you say to a game of ecarte?
Splendid.
Good. Well, we're going to the billiard room. You join us, Watson?
No, thanks. Would you tell Barrymore to bring my copy in here? The postscript to add to my letter to her.
Right. Come along, Mortimer.
Laura Lyons. I wonder why she wanted to see Sir Charles.
Your copy, sir.
Oh, thank you, Barrymore. Just put it down over there, will you?
Very good, sir.
Oh, Barrymore.
Yes, sir.
Have you seen your brother-in-law since last night?
No, sir. But the food I left for him was gone, so he must be around somewhere. Unless it was the other man who took it.
The other man? What do you mean?
There's another man living out there on the moor. Selden told me. He's seen him. He's hiding too, but he's not a convict.
I don't like that, Barrymore.
Nor do I, Dr. Watson. There's foul play somewhere. And there's black villainy brewing. I'll swear to it. If Charles is dead, there was noise on the moor at night. And now that man waiting out there. What's he waiting for? That's what I need to know. But I'm waiting your time, sir. I'll beg your pardon.
Yes. What is he waiting for out there? In the wind and the rain. What is the answer to that question? I wonder if Laura Lyons knows. I'd better write to Holmes about this.
Here you be, Mr. Holmes, sir. I brought you cheese and a pudding. And your letter, too, sir.
On time for a change.
Yes, sir. You owe me 7 and 6 pence.
Oh, very well. There you are. And here's a bit over.
Thank you, sir.
Don't squander it on riotous living.
I know, Mr. Holmes, that I never would. Not that I'd have a chance. There ain't very much to be riotous with here about.
Yeah, well, that's all for today. Off with you.
Yes, sir.
And tomorrow you might fetch me a veal and kidney pie if you can find a good one.
I'll have a try at it, Mr. Holmes.
Yeah. Let's see what Watson's literary talents have produced today. Yes. Eleanor's brother-in-law turns out to be seldom a murderer hiding on the moor. Yes, yes, I suspected as much. Hello. Watson and Sir Henry went in search of him in the middle of the night. The fools, the blithering idiots. I saw a figure. A long, sinister silhouette. Interesting, very interesting. I wonder if Watson even begins to suspect. Hello. I left alone. Making an appointment with Sir Charles for the night of his death. Signed L.L. Yes, yes, Warren Lyons. Watson comes to call on the radio. Showing signs of intelligence at last. We shall see. We shall see.
In just a moment, we'll find out what the mysterious Laura Lyons knows about the curse of the Baskervilles.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's what to do when you feel the attack of a cold. Yes, here's what to do when you feel the very first cold symptom. Take famous bromoquinine cold tablets. Bromoquinine cold tablets don't fool. No, sir, they get right after a cold symptom. They get right after a cold misery. They help relieve the headache and nasal stuffiness that go with a cold. They help reduce the fever of a cold and have a laxative action, often important in case of a cold. Bromoquinine cold tablets are prompt and decisive in their action. First, they're made especially for the relief of cold distress. In other words, specialized medication. Second, they act internally. Whenever you feel the attack of a cold, get famous bromoquinine cold tablets and take them promptly according to direction. You can get these tablets at any drugstore, a few cents a box. Ask for bromo, B-R-O-M-O, quinine, Q-U-I-N-I-N-E, bromoquinine cold tablets.